Amy Krueger joined the Army Reserves after the 9/11 attacks, saying she wanted to help the U.S. fight terrorism. She was killed at Fort Hood last week while preparing for a second tour of duty in Afghanistan. Kiel resident Marianne Schweitzer says Krueger enjoyed being in the military.
She said to her mother, she's going to take care of bin Laden. Her mother said, take more than you. And she says, no, I can do it. Watch me.
Staff Sergeant Krueger wound up serving in a military support unit, helping soldiers deal with combat stress. She died after an Army psychiatrist allegedly opened fire at Fort Hood. Yesterday, a U.S. senator called for hearings into whether the Army should earlier have kicked out the psychiatrist. Amy Krueger's uncle, Dan Krueger, says he wonders the same thing.
I think the real problem here has been the basically ignoring the signals that they saw prior to this, you know, this doctor being in his position.
Krueger stresses that he has no problem with a doctor being a Muslim and serving in the Army. A friend of Amy Krueger, Lori Free, says Amy would also have rejected concerns about Muslims in the U.S. military.
God abiding, those who love her and have known her for years know that Amy felt that way.
Funeral services for Sergeant Krueger may be held later this week. Racine County resident Russell Seeger also died at Fort Hood. Four people from Wisconsin were wounded in the shootings. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Kiel.